Okay, and what is Josh's role at the organization?
So I'm the patient care coordinator. You know, my job and responsibility is, you know, I'm welcoming patients as soon as they come in, answering any phone calls, emails, or questions they may have, working alongside this genius, Dr. Gibbons. And yeah, it's just a blessing to work with alongside Dr. Gibbons, Crystalyn, and Kristen, just greeting the patients and, you know, providing like a family environment, welcoming everyone as, you know, they're part of the acupuncture family. So it's very cool. Yeah.
Okay, we're having a little bit of technical difficulty on your microphone, so if you don't mind sliding over to Josh's and maybe sharing today. I'm sorry about that, everybody. Okay, well, again, we really appreciate Dr. Rebecca Gibbons from Acupuncture of Pensacola being our guest today. Once she gets settled at her new microphone, we'll continue the discussion here a little bit. So where do you have locations around the area?
So we just have one location at North 9th Avenue, 6706 North 9th Avenue. We are just south of Creighton, across from the Ashley Furniture Store, in an apartment or in the complex, the North 9th Avenue Professional Complex.
Okay, wonderful. And what makes your business unique compared to some of the other health and wellness places out there?
So we use, you know, non-invasive, non-pharmacological ways to treat patients. Again, it kind of goes back to allow the body to help heal itself instead of giving medications and injections and that kind of stuff. And we, like I said before, we do specialize in treating those difficult to treat patients, like the chronic pain, like the peripheral neuropathy and, you know, infertility. We've been seeing a lot more women and men that are suffering from infertility, and they've just tried everything else and they don't want to do the medications, or they just don't like the side effects to them. So we're that other option.
So how does acupuncture help with the pain for people with chronic conditions?
So it helps by actually helping to release endorphins, like, which are neurotransmitters in the body. So our body initially wants to heal. It's always, you know, healing itself. You know, we're always fighting off viruses. We're always healing. You know, you heal from wounds and everything. But sometimes just because of life and chronic stress, it wears on you. And so you need extra assistance and help. And so acupuncture releases the endorphins. It also helps to relax the muscles, and it helps bring more blood flow to the diseased or inflamed area. And it helps to just relax the nervous system as well. Because if you're in a fight or flight feeling, you can't really heal. It's just like this spinning hamster wheel. You know, you're trying to heal, but you can't relax. And so it works in a numerous different ways, but those are kind of the main ways it helps people.
Okay. Well, I know that a few years back I had some plantar fasciitis in my foot. And so I went into a physical therapist, and they actually kind of took an acupuncture approach to it, which initially worried me, but it actually wasn't that bad.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Because a lot of people do think that it's going to be, oh my gosh, you're using needles. It's horrible, but it's not those big, you know, hollow needles that they use in the hospital. They're very thin. We put them in very specific places, and acupuncture shouldn't hurt. You know, you may feel a little uncomfortable at first, but it actually helps relax the nervous system, and it relaxes the body. And a lot of our patients, and Josh can kind of attest to this too, is they'll fall asleep. They're like, I'm not going to fall asleep. And because he always goes and checks on them, and he's like, oh, they're out, they're snoring, you know, because it's the body heals itself so well when it's relaxed and sleeping. And a lot of people are like, okay, this needles aren't going to do that, but it does. And I tell people, you just have to go with it, experience it. Just trust us.
Yeah. And I told him, I said, I was very nervous about it. And he said, you know, I had to practice this on myself. He said, so if I can handle it, he said, I can treat you just fine. And I was surprised it didn't hurt at all.
Yeah. 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 It's a great, great medicine. I mean, it's been around for 3,000 plus years. So, and it's evolved, and, you know, we use some different techniques. We also will use some electroacupuncture or microcurrent to also make the treatments more effective as well.
Mm-hmm. So if people are going a certain route with maybe their primary care doctor and it's not working out, what circumstances would they then maybe want to pivot and try something different and come try acupuncture?
Yeah. So, and we also help to work with the doctors too. So, you know, cause we'll work, cause people will be like, so should I go off all my medications? Can I still work with physical therapy? Can I see the chiropractor? Can I do massage? Yes. You know, we are usually seeing patients that, have tried certain medications and everything, and it's just, it might be working a little bit, but it's not working enough to keep them functional and enjoying life. And that's the thing, you know, with us too, you know, a lot of our patients are told by either primary care or, you know, their other doctors that, oh, it's just a part of getting old. And I'll be honest, I just don't accept that. So, you know, we have a lot of retired military and they've got a lot of things that they want to do and get done, and they want to socialize, which is, you know, a part of life. We found that out with COVID that it's so important to keep that. And when patients are in chronic pain or they have digestive disorders or they're depressed, you know, that area is really taken out of their life because they just can't function the way they do. And people just don't want to accept, I'm just getting old. It's just a part of getting older. Mm-hmm. And so I, you know, take all those patients in, you know, like, mm-hmm. We'll get you back to gardening. We're going to get you back to, because some patients can't drive because they can't feel their feet, or they're on heavy medications. They can't drive, you know, and they want to get outdoors. This area is beautiful. So, you know, they don't want to sit around and just wither away.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and so, you talked definitely about our older population, mm-hmm. and, obviously there's issues that crop up. Do you see a lot of sports athletes too?
Some, yeah. I do have my certification in sports medicine acupuncture as well. So I do work with younger population, yeah, in 20s, 30s, and 40s. I'll be honest, I love my elderly crowd.
Mm-hmm.
they've got the best stories. They're fun. And I love my younger crowd too. But yeah, we do see some athletes that come in too. Yeah.
Okay, wonderful. So let's break it down a little bit. Acupuncture treatments versus dry needling. Mm-hmm. What's the difference?
So typically dry needling is more in the specific area. So say somebody, it's a little bit heavier of a technique. Dry needling is usually done either by physical therapists, and I do dry needling too, but physical therapists do dry needling. I think chiropractors do dry needling too, but it's a little bit more of a heavier needling technique because we're trying to get into usually bigger muscles or certain type of muscles to release or just get relief right away. Acupuncture is a little bit more, we're looking at the whole body and why there's certain systems that are being broken down. And we're not just looking at one certain area because in acupuncture, we look at the whole thing, the whole body, because one system may have caused this. So even if we get a release in the say we've got pain in the shoulder, we want to also look at the other side of the back or the shoulder or the other, you know, it's just a little bit different technique. And then I'm kind of rambling, sorry.
That's okay.
And usually for dry needling, it's maybe like a few weeks of certification for that. Our training is about 3.5 to 4 years. Mm. And so there's, you know, it's just a different style of needling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Neuropathy treatments?
So we see a lot of patients with peripheral neuropathy. And again, it's usually our older patients, although we have been seeing more frequently younger patients. And what I mean by that, like patients in their 40s and 50s. And a lot of the patients have, again, been on medications that haven't worked. And so we see our peripheral neuropathy patients, you know, quite frequently for a few at least 3 or 4 months, so we can start to get that the symptoms resolved. So people will come in, a lot of times they can't feel the bottom of their feet, or they have burning pain, or they can't sleep at night. So depending on what they come in for and how long they've had the peripheral neuropathy, how severe the symptoms are, it just depends on how long and how frequently we'll be seeing them so we can start to regenerate those nerves.
So if somebody, for example, let's just throw the for example out there, if somebody can't feel their feet, and you're kind of working backward in the system to figure out what the problem is, where do you end up landing? What typically is the cause of that, and what's the treatment to it?
So there's a lot of different causes for the numbness, and it can be medication. Like if patients have had cancer and they've had chemotherapy treatments, that can cause nerve damage. Diabetic, a lot of people hear about diabetic neuropathy. And then there's idiopathic, where we just don't know how it came. And depending on the cause, and again, you know, how long they've had it, how severe the numbness is, because we'll do a test and we'll see how severe the numbness is. So if a patient comes in and they have had a, you know, the neuropathy, maybe they've had some numbness for maybe a few months, compared to a patient that comes in and maybe they've had neuropathy for like the severe numbness for like 10 years, I'm going to see the patient that has the 10 years of neuropathy a lot longer than the patient that is, you know, just has only the symptoms for like 6 months. So, and I'll see them more frequently too. But typically we'll get about 50% of that sensation back with the treatment. And then that also gives them more independence, you know. And a big thing is when your feet are that numb, it's a concern for falls. That's a huge thing. And people want to continue to drive. And so we really work hard on trying to get that sensation back for the people that have numb feet.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I was kind of going through the website yesterday and noticed a few different things that I as a consumer or whatever you want to call it, potential client would be like, I wonder what that is. So ATP resonance biotherapy, what is that?
So it is a microcurrent that is, we have it on a specific setting for each person, just depending, it's programmed in to a box, and we place pads on the body, and it's a systemic microcurrent throughout the body. And what it does is helps the cells. If you go back to your biology, the mitochondria is like the workhorse of the cells. So a lot of people's like nerve cells or tissue cells are damaged, you know, and that causes dysfunction. And so this helps to make the cells more productive and communicate with each other better. So we will typically add that on with the treatments as well, and it just helps the acupuncture work a little bit more effectively because it allows the body systems to communicate with each other better.
Okay. Yeah. So so you use pads for that current therapy as opposed to, because I've also seen it where there's needles and then you hook a current up to the needle.
So we also do that as well. And again, it's just all of the treatments are patient specific. So if I feel like there is a acupuncture point that needs to be stimulated more, then I will put that current on a specific acupuncture needle. Again, it won't be like, a lot of people are like, oh, you're going to turn it up, And we're like, no, we don't. Again, we never want you to feel uncomfortable, but we want like the sensation because we want to wake up those nerves or we want to wake up that system to work effectively because it's kind of been asleep for a while.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Rebecca Gibbons from Acupuncture Pensacola is our guest. If you have any questions, feel free to text us, 850-437-1620. So we'll keep going down through the line. So we have, is it O3 reboot therapy?
Yeah. Yeah. So that is using ozone as an antibacterial and it's an antiviral. So we do help people. We'll use that for people with migraines and allergies as well. And then also we have patients that have a lot of dizziness, and that's caused by a whole bunch of different things, depending, again, what they come in for. So, again, we also add that to the treatment if it is needed. So it's really great because we have all of these different things, you know, that you see on the website that we can incorporate in with the treatments that we do in order for them to be more effective, so people can have longer lasting results and we can kind of get to the root of the problem instead of just putting a Band-Aid on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we did have one text. She said, love it, no pharma. So do you take a lot of pride in that, where people might be on medications and this is a therapy that they can get on board with?
Yeah, you know, and I have been an RN for almost 20 years. And so I am not against, you know, if people need medication, but if there are other options, because medications cause so many different side effects, then yes. I mean, I see patients and, you know, patients want to get off their blood pressure medicine right away. And I'm like, no, you need to work with your doctor with that, you know, because people don't want to be on medications, you know, they don't want to. But sometimes, especially in the beginning, it's necessary that they need to be on that. But yeah, because I mean, as a nurse, I used to, you know, we gave a lot of medications, and a lot of times people don't even know what they're taking, because it's hard to educate sometimes, and it's hard for people to remember all this stuff. We have so much stuff going on in the world, you know, and then they're like, oh, now I'm on another medication, now I'm on another medication. But there are, you know, other options that we offer. Yes. So I am proud of that we can, but I am not against if it's needed.
Yeah. And so they might be starting their therapy with you, still need that transition time though. And then once they get the okay, now you can drop the medication.
Yep. Yeah. As long as they work with their primary care doctor, you know, whoever prescribed it, then yeah.
So I know that you touched on this a little bit earlier, but life fertility biotherapy. Mm-hmm. So talk to us about fertility and how your treatments help with that.
Yeah, so we work with women that are going through either IVF or who want to go, which is in vitro fertilization, or they'll go through IUI or other assisting. And then it's showed that acupuncture actually increases the success rate, you know, with an embryo transfer with at least like 25%. It helps to really boost that. And then naturally, we also incorporate the ATP with the acupuncture and the electroacupuncture. And then we'll also incorporate some herbs as well. So we really use a, you know, holistic approach for when women are, you know, having troubles. And also men, you know, because men have, there's issues as well, you know, stress, food, you know, smoking can cause infertility as well. So we work both with women and men. And and it's great, you know, when you see a woman that has been trying for so long to get pregnant, and then all of a sudden they're like, they're pregnant. And then we have a patient and she has had, you know, difficulty staying pregnant. She's had numerous miscarriages, and she showed us the sonogram the other day, and it was just, all of us were just so happy because she, you know, she made it to 12 weeks and she's, you know, obviously still pregnant, but this will be her first kid. And so it's really rewarding to be a part of that.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
So is there an ideal time for them to seek you out during that process?
I guess, you know, anytime, honestly, because a lot of times, like I said before, we're kind of the last resort. And so it takes a little bit longer to get there, you know, when they've tried everything else, if they've waited. But usually, if women have been trying for about a year, I usually say, okay, you know, come in and even just talk, you know, that's why we set up a consultation, is, you know, it's not just because you're coming in, you have to have treatment that day, but come in, talk to us. I can, you know, go over your patient health history and we'll have a conversation and we'll just, you know, I'll tell you, I think this is what we need to do in my experience. And then either, you know, they can go forward, think about it, or, you know, or start treatment right away.
Okay. And it looks like you also offer cancer support. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. So we have patients that are either going through chemotherapy or radiation, and they, of course, there's a lot of nausea, fatigue, poor appetite, weight loss. So we help people, you know, it builds their immune system. It really helps a lot with nausea and vomiting and pain. So a lot of the patients that are going through treatment are experiencing all these symptoms. So we help relieve those symptoms just to give them a better quality of life while they're going through that. And then also, you know, I guess touching back with the peripheral neuropathy, we also have help patients after they've gone through the chemo to get the feeling back of their hands and feet, or the tingling feeling that they've experienced from the medications.
Okay. So it sounds like a lot of these treatments and therapies that you offer are sort of interconnected.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, because it just goes all back to, you know, the body wants to heal. It knows how to heal itself. It's constantly, you know, regenerating and everything. But there are things that cause dysfunction in the body, and we just need to reset it, reboot it, you know, and get you moving the best you can.
Okay. Well, we have a couple minutes left with Dr. Rebecca Gibbons from Acupuncture Pensacola. If you have any questions, 850-437-1620. So how do people go about booking a session with you?
So they just give us a call. And then our patient coordinator, which Josh, yeah. And then I guess, Josh, you tell them, you know, what kind of the process they go through with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, so usually we'll get some calls or emails or like some website inquiries. And then what I'll do is, you know, as soon as possible, reach them, and then we'll get, you know, I'll get some information from them, you know, like date of birth, or like, you know, how long they've been feeling. I try to get as many details as I can so I can, you know, correlate it to Dr. Gibbons. And then we'll get you scheduled in for a consultation. They'll come in. It's about 20 to 30 minutes, and we'll go over everything, treatment plan, payment plan, you know, and then I'll go over some insurance questions they may have. And then from there, we can either get you started the same day, or, you know, if you need to talk with insurance, from there, we'll get you started on treatment and, you know, the best course of action that Dr. Gibbons can provide for you.
Wonderful. So what is the phone number, address of the business, website?
It's 850-530-1028. And then we are at 6706 North 9th Avenue. And it is Suite E2. We're right behind the sleep disorders clinic.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, and then we're open all week, and then they'll, of course, like Josh and Kristen and Crystal Lynn will get you in the schedule, and yeah, and then we can get you moving forward.
All right, and then the website?
Oh, the website is www.awpensacola.com.
Dr. Rebecca Gibbons from Acupuncture Pensacola, thank you for being our guest
in
Pep Talk.
Thank you.